ko te wā tēnei mō Heps Picks.
Oh, I got acid reflux real bad. Oh, yes, it's time for Peps Picks. Good morning, Mr. Martin Pepperell.
Good morning, Liam. What are you doing with acid reflux at 9:14 a.m.?
God knows. I don't know.
You should be getting that stuff in the middle of the night after drinking too much alcohol and eating too much spicy food.
Yes, yes, which is when I normally get it. I don't know what's going on right now.
No, you got to go to the doctor, buddy.
Yeah. All right. Okay. I will.
He doesn't want to hear that. Yeah. He doesn't want to hear that stuff.
No. Oh God.
Let's get
not
back to fantasy. Let's not talk about reality.
Yeah.
Morning fantasy radio with Liam.
Yeah. Yeah. Morning delusion with Liam.
Morning delusion. Hey, that's not bad.
No, I kind of like that actually.
Morning delusion.
Huh. I'm going to bank that one.
Hey. There. Morning delusion.
How are you, Martin? Are you well?
I'm okay. I'm all right. I've just been up in Auckland conducting research and doing a large interview.
Large?
With long. I did like a 4-hour conversation yesterday. Trying to do a bit more in terms of music and Aotearoa. I've sort of been thinking about the people who the musicians who are the glue, but are very rarely in the spotlight, because they generally aren't the songwriters or the front people. But, you know, those dependable people who sit in the background, you know, they play the bass or they play the drums, they know everybody's songs, they play in everybody's bands, you know, they help everybody keep it together. They're probably never going to release, like, their own projects.
There are so many of those people. There are so many of them.
Yeah, and you know, you will get told, you know, the music industry, the entertainment industry will tell you that, you know, those people are just workers and they're not interesting and no one wants to know about them. But I think people want to know about them.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I totally agree with that.
And some of these people, they cut across genres.
Oh,
you know, they're amazing. Like, they can play every type of music.
Yeah, like and some of them are startlingly versatile. Like, it's unbelievable what they can do.
Oh, look, and just the memory. How are you remembering all of those songs?
Oh, my God.
How are you remembering all of those? Oh, my God.
I don't get it.
Are you remembering all of those notes?
How? Like, they can't. How does the brain do that? It baffles me.
Have you ever had to learn lines?
Oh, for, like, a stage show or something.
Yeah, or like a stage show or a short film.
Yes.
You ever done that?
I used to attend drama school, actually.
No, we know. We know you're a theatre kid.
That's funny. But yes, I have.
You know, there's a few of them. You know, there's a few of them in music in Aotearoa. There's a few theatre kids, you know.
Holly
Hill, theatre kid.
I'll be in that same group. I'm fine with that.
No, it's just where you get your chops up. You know, you're performing, you're entertaining. It's good. I remember doing a school play and when I was like 11 years old, maybe intermediate.
Mm.
And I learned all of the lines. The way I had to do it, my brain worked, I had to learn the entire play to be able to learn my lines, because I needed to know when my lines.
Oh, Martin, that's insane. What?
Yeah, and I just remember thinking, man, nah, I'm good. After that, I was like, I'm good. I don't, it's a lot, you know? Like, I mean, I'm all good with remembering details, facts, and specifics, but remembering sequences of words in order.
Yeah.
With the intonation, you know, remembering the way you need to say the set of words.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
It's hard, man. It's hard.
Yeah, this is something I've always admired with, you know, the musicians, the vocalists, the rappers, remembering all the stuff. And remembering, like, not just the words, but, like we said, you know, the tempo of the words, the cadence, the emotional accents, all of this stuff.
Wild.
You know, it's no wonder that they forget other things.
Yeah, they're allowed to, I think. They're forgiven.
Yeah, you know that. The interesting thing is that they don't have to make a lot of decisions because it's all planned out. This is what's interesting with improvised musicians and with DJs. All these decisions you're having to make in real time.
Yeah, yeah. That's a very good point, actually.
Hey, so, there's no segue again.
You know what? I was sitting here thinking, what's a segue here? What's a segue?
I was like, there's no segue. There's no segue. It's just random chaos. So the other day, I was looking at my notifications on Instagram. I was like, hey, that's interesting. Look at this person. Who's this person who's followed me? And I was like, embedded figures. And I was like, I'm pretty sure I know this person.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had a look, and I was like, oh, that's right. That's Bianca Amber Sky, who was in the Cold Wave duo Strange Harvest from Dunedin.
That's where I know the name.
So it's a Cold Wave, you know, like, so this is like, we're talking about the post-punk era, we're talking about new wave, post-punk leaning into like a colder, more frosty, more electronic sound with the, you still have the melodrama of new wave, but you don't necessarily have the, let's put our brains into coat check exuberance.
Yeah, right.
You know, because you think about it, you know, new wave in the 80s, just the, like, the optimism of an industry high on cocaine, completely unaware that there's a global financial crisis coming, you know, that there's a share market crash coming later that decade, you know?
Yeah,
People who just believe that, you know, this is it, you know, Vietnam War's over, there's no major threats on the horizon, business is booming, we're selling records, CDs are arriving, we're selling records, we're wiling out, you know, that sort of energy. And Cold Wave, you know, there's Cold Wave, like, they take similar elements, but it's twisted, you know, it's darker, it's more frosty, it's more spectral, there's cynicism, it's a whole thing, it's a whole tradition, people love it, you know, minimal wave as well, like, sort of minimal, like, drum machines, synthesizers, you know, bits and pieces of vocals, gothic elements, whole thing. Yeah, she'd been in this duo. I think she still is in the duo. They were in Dunedin. They moved to Melbourne. Didn't hear from them for ages, you know. Forgot about them.
Yeah.
Then, get this follow, and I go, oh, that's interesting. I have look. Hey, look at that. There's a link. Link of the bio. Hey, what's that?
Oh, yeah.
The link of the bio. Oh, look, there's a new record. It's a solo record. And then I remembered, oh, that's right, actually. Like, Bianca had been doing the Embedded Figures solo project for a while. And I guess it's one of these things, you know, there's... It's one thing to collaborate, and collaborating is beautiful and it's powerful. But then sometimes, you know, you have these... there's things that you want to say that you feel like you need to say yourself.
Yeah,
there's a level of
right.
control that you want to have that you're not going to be able to have working with someone else. This whole...
I get that.
Yeah, I mean, you probably think about it sometimes, you know? You probably think... maybe the reverse, you know, maybe sometimes you think it would be nice to have a co-host.
Yes, I would. But there's only one co-host I'd have, and that's you, Martin.
Well, I mean, look, I mean, you can have me for 15 to 20 minutes a week by the phone from a safe distance.
Yeah? I'll take it.
Yeah. And then the other thing also, like, you know, I was like, okay, this is interesting. This is how much I've sort of haven't paid attention properly to this individual. This is the 8th release.
Wow.
2014. Now, it's worth noting that a lot of these releases have been singles.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of them have been singles. There's been EPs. There was a debut EP in 2015 called Fig One, a set of five tracks, you know, titles like Melancholia, Eunuch, Speed Racer, Bats, interesting imagery, sort of MS Paint, MS Paint Vaporwave imagery.
Yeah, and hell been, yeah.
Some split releases of Strange Harvest with some remixes. People like Instant Fantasy. Instant Fantasy.
Mm.
You know who that is, eh?
Instant Fantasy. I want to say...
Gemma
Thyme. Yeah.
Yeah,
say
Gemma
no more.
Thyme, you know, Deafen the Maiden, Chloe. Mm-hmm. They're very much these records and remixes that very much are, like, locate the music in this South Island art music context. And then, you know, you fast forward to Melbourne, and now it's like, it turns out there's been like a couple of albums, you know, exploring this cold industrial sound, darkwave, actually moving into darkwave, even more gothic, even more menacing, robot vampires stalking the streets at nighttime.
All right.
French new wave films meet John Wick. yeah, interesting stuff. Interesting collection of music. So there's this new, the new record, it's called Six Lovers.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly, most of the press that this record has had so far seems to have been in France. The French are hearing something in these claustrophobic synth-driven sounds, you know, heavy drum machine use. Along the way, it also turns out that, you know, Bianca's been playing in an experimental noise. They call it a cat tet, Rise of the City Cat Cult, which I haven't looked into that, but I'm assuming that means there's heavy... cat references in the visual language, possibly even the music, possibly some mouths. Do you ever hear about you know the hip hop duo Run the Jewels?
Yeah,
Killer Mike and LP. You know, sort of a like industrial, heavy hitting post Run DMC.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
Hip hop. So there was this gag they did at one point. They were doing this crowdfunding campaign for a project. And they were basically like, if we get past so much funding, we will make a remix version of this album called Meow the Jewels, where LP will recreate all of the backing music entirely using cat sounds.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so they'd asked for, it's a stretch goal, they needed $40,000 from the fans to do it. And anyway, the fans gave them over $60,000.
Oh my god.
And they got the cat noises. And they got people like Just Blaze, Prince Paul, The Alchemist, Jeff Barrow, Dan the Automator Boots and that to help out doing these remixes. And then they gave all the money away to charity, because, I mean, you kind of have to when you do something that... That absurd, you know, so cats. Anyway, so back to Embedded Figures, Six Lovers, released through SDZ Records, the focus track, The Hustle, that, I mean, it felt like we could fit that into the morning show. And this is this EP, six tracks. It's a sonic document of 3 years of musical exploration, from Bianca, Embedded Figures. What do you wanna say?
I think a really interesting choice here. I'm not surprised it's gained some attention in France though, because
not surprised either.
Like this is really a popular sound in France at the moment.
Have you perhaps had some experiences of the sound of France?
Yes, while you were
on your sabbatical.
I did, really, and I remember kind of being taken a little bit taken aback by it. It wasn't really like the sound I was expecting to be like the sound at the moment, but it is over there, and like I follow like a number of people I kind of met over there and still follow to this day. And yeah, this sort of thing is popping off over there.
Yeah, I mean, it's you sort of Germany as well, you know, Europe in general, really, this sort of thing. Because it harkens back to the whole concept, there's a thing people called it EBM, you know, electronic body music, the sort of pre-industrial sound, this whole you know, drum machines, synthesizers, heavy noise. You know, you see these sort of things expressed in Germany, Berlin, you know, industrial nights at venues like Tresor, the Burgein. Yeah, I mean, possibly, I mean, something like this. I mean, I feel like you make a few slight changes to the mix and the noises are in there, and it's not too far from industrial techno. Yeah, what do you reckon? Do you reckon could you see yourself playing this sort of music in DJ sets?
Nah, not my vibe.
You reckon Kate Land could do it?
Yeah, I reckon most people could. I think many DJs in Christchurch could quite easily kind of incorporate this into their vibe. That's kind of, yeah, it's not really my branding, this sort of thing, but
no, there's not enough pink. But it also or lightning gold.
Yeah.
But also, sort of, when I hear these sort of sounds, another thing it always makes me think about is, there was this pivot point in the late 2000s, early 2010s. People sort of talked about it with terms like lo-fi techno, lo-fi house. And it was, in our context, I think of it as a generation of kids who'd grown up on indie rock, noise music, lo-fi rock, like started to discover dance music and started to make and play dance music. And they're doing it with the tools available to them. So a lot of it was rendered through these four-track recordings, more of a lo-fi aesthetic, more noise elements. And I think there is an element of this too when people start going down these pathways with things like cold wave, dark wave, minimal mid wave, synth pop, bedroom synth pop. It's the transition into, it's a different form of DIY dance music. And you slowly, people figure out what it is that they're really looking for. You know, some people are really interested in playing with textures. Some people, it's all about the songwriting. And some people, they realize they actually just want to evolve what they're doing into a dance floor mode. You know, it's about the drums, it's about the bass line. That rolling weight. You know, just figuring it out, you know, stripping it back, working out what you really want to do. I'm happy. I'm happy for Bianca. I mean, this solo project's been going for a decade now. You know, there's the Strange Harvest group, there's the Rise of the City Cat Cult from Dunedin to Melbourne. Maybe back again at some point.
City Cat Cult.
I think like the sci-fi. There's some on this album. There's sort of robot sort of vocals on a couple of tracks. The whole robot vampires late nights. Sort of cyberpunk futurism, but then a little bit of a gothic. Bit of a sort of witchcraft, like spiritualist sort of thing. It's world building.
World building
has, you know, increasingly it's become this really important thing in music. You know, popular music or underground music, we see a lot of world building. You know,
Charlie XCX, right.
Brat, world building. Taylor Swift, world building.
Yeah.
Igloo Ghost, world building. Embedded Figures, world building. We can talk about world building another time. World building and fandom and that whole thing of creating like a complete thing for the audience to buy into. You know,
and so,
how
that marketing has changed is really interesting. I would love to have a conversation about that one day.
Some people say that the root of all of this is Dungeons and Dragons.
It may be.
Some people say Dungeons and Dragons is where this process began, and what was going on with Dungeons and Dragons, with lore and world building, slowly dragged over into music, and then eventually like dragged over into just popular culture in general.
What came first, Lord of the Rings or Dungeons and Dragons?
Well, I mean, Lord of the Rings came first, but Dungeons and Dragons really forces people to engage.
Yeah, right.
Really have to engage and dig in and be... Dungeons and Dragons is active, watching or reading Lord of the Rings is passive, you know, you're reading it's not as passive as watching it, but
playing
role-playing games is active. And you think of it now, being a fan of a pop artist now is very active now. Think of all the work you have to do.
Yes, I know. No,
you've got to decode the songs. You've got to figure out who they're talking about. You've got to find the clues.
Oh, I know.
You've got to buy the merch. Oh, that's what you should have done when you sold all your clothing, Liam. You should have, made it all merch.
yeah, I should have. Goddamn.
Liam, merch. It's all been merch. Yeah, you know, limited edition merch items. We'll find the numbers.
One-offs. Oh, damn.
One-off merch items, you know? Live that Liam lifestyle.
See, it's all about wording. I didn't get that right. Anyway, Martin, I must love you and leave you. Thank you so much for talking to me today. I hope you're well behaved and have a great day.
Yeah, of course. And okay, so this track's The Hustle. It's off Six Lovers by Embedded Figures. Out now through SDZ Records, LP, digital. Go hard. Peace.
Go hard. And that was the lovely Mr. Martin Pepperell talking there. Here's his pick of the day. It is called The Hustle. Ooh, I better get myself ready. And the entire time of that interview, I didn't really get myself ready. Right, here it is. It's called The Hustle by Embedded Figures. Enjoy.